Mommy juice.
Rosé all day.
Women are drinking a lot right now.
And in fact, it's turning into a bit of an epidemic.
And this is Chick to Chick. It's summertime. Everybody's excited to hit the patio and the decks and have some parties and relax and chill. And along with that, it seems like it always comes with alcohol. What wine are you picking up? What are you going to get that's the new cider beverages that are out there? There's so much talk about every time there's a gathering with folks, and especially with women right now, it is centered around alcohol. And I just don't understand why. I get we're stressed. I get we have a lot going on. But I feel like we are using alcohol as a big crutch right now.
Yeah. And let's be clear. I mean, we have nothing against this, but it's all about moderation, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Why can't we just drink in moderation? And why is the focus always on, as you said, alcohol? You want another drink? Let me top that off.
Oh, go try this one. And you're switching up the different kinds from wine to a hard alcohol. I mean, it's too much. And truly, our bodies are not prepared for what we're doing to it.
Well, women process things differently than men. So you might look at a guy and maybe he's had 6 beers and he's doing okay. I got to be honest. I have 1 glass of wine and I'm starting to feel it, but there's a reason for that.
Well, absolutely. And we're going to get to that in just a second. I wanted to share some startling statistics, if you don't mind. I want to talk about the fact that the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism says this, that more than 5.3 million women ages 18 and older have an alcohol disorder. They're abusing it. Approximately 1 in 2 women of childbearing age drink, and 18%. 18% of those women are involved in group binging when they drink. So that's the collective getting together and pounding down too much rosé or whatever it is.
All day.
All day.
And quite frankly, this is starting to become a bit of an epidemic. And I'm wondering when this shift happened. You know, what's every time, you know, women like to get together. We like to have gatherings. We like to have girlfriends and girls' weekends away. And I'm trying to understand, when did that shift happen that everything is centered around alcohol? You know, and we joke about it. Oh, do you have your mommy juice? Or, oh, is it going to be, you've seen those t-shirts that say rosé all day. Why did that shift happen? And why are we relying on alcohol to deal with the stresses of life?
I don't know. And if I'm going to be honest, there are definitely times when I feel wired and the first thing I'm thinking is, oh, I'm going to have a glass of wine. And I've really been conscious about not doing that, because truth of the matter is, you know, I'm not opposed to having a glass of wine, but I want to know that that's not the first thing I need to do when I'm stressed out. Like, I actually am starting to do a little bit better about just sitting and chilling and thinking and breathing and doing other things. But it seems like every time there's some sort of maybe it's not a crisis, but something is going on, people, the first thing that women do is, I gotta get to the liquor store.
I
need to go get a drink. I mean, oh my God, it was such a day. I need a drink. And unfortunately, it used to just be, I think, a saying.
Yeah.
And now it's become a thing. And they're actually reaching for alcohol more. And what I find scary, and we keep talking about this, is they're drinking excessively and they're drinking too much more. I mean, I'm seeing it all the time.
Well, and I don't understand this because, you know, we are a product of our family of origin.
Right.
You know, you always trace back to your family of origin. Being an Italian and being raised in the Italian culture, wine was everywhere. And, you know, we were introduced to it at a young age. My father would give us a sip of wine. It was not this forbidden fruit. Although wine was always a part of our culture and meals and whatnot, I never saw my parents drunk. I never saw any of their friends drunk. We had people in our house all the time. I never saw that. And even going to Europe, my cousins are still in Italy. Yeah. I brought my son there. People are out. They're drinking. They're having a good time. But I never, ever saw anybody drunk. And my son noticed that as well, as we were walking through Italy and touring Italy. And they have these town squares. They call them piazzas. Mm-hmm. And people were out with a glass of wine. And he said, you know what, Mom? Like, everybody has a glass of wine, but nobody's drunk here. And I said, that's because they don't drink to get drunk.
No, they're
it's more of a
it.
Social.
Right.
It's just for social reasons. So this is kind of odd to me because I didn't grow up with that and
right.
I wasn't raised that way. And so I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't either. I mean, funny. Now we joke that we're Irish. That's a whole other story as to why really not.
That's actually a whole other
refer
podcast.
Refer back to another podcast we did. You'll understand that one, the DNA one. But the point is, very similarly, I mean, it's always been about you can have a beer, have a little bit of a beer. And it was never this, you know, drink to being excessive. I mean, I'm not going to say I've never done that, but I don't feel the need to. And in fact, I don't like it. I don't like the way that I feel when I drink too much.
Yeah.
I don't like the way that I sleep or lack thereof because I'm waking up and I'm sweating. So for me, at my age, I am not a fan of drinking like that. You know, when you and I go out, we have our standard one, and it is our Tito's with club soda and a splash of cranberry.
Yeah.
And we sip that darn thing the whole time.
Absolutely. One. And then sometimes I might be in a space where, you know, I understand everybody else is drinking and you want to fit in.
Yeah.
So sometimes I might just order a club with a splash of cranberry and a lime. So it looks like, you know, oh, you're having something just to fit in. But I am not going to succumb to peer pressure. You're not going to force me to drink. I don't want to. I am perfectly fine. And the other thing that's kind of sad, you know, again, women love to get together. I love to get together with my girlfriends.
Yeah.
We have a great time.
Yeah.
Every year I try to have a girls' weekend away with my girlfriends from high school. I love all of that. But I also do notice that some women, you know, they're getting into this space that they're drinking too much.
Yes.
There's an increase in DUIs. Ladies, you don't want to get into that space because you got lots of explaining to do to your kids. You're telling your kids don't drink and drive.
And then you're doing it.
And then you're doing it. And remember, we are our role models for our children. So you have to be so careful.
Absolutely.
I don't even want to be in that. I don't want to even put myself into that position.
Yeah. I want to go back again and just refer to something because we talk about women being at risk, not just for getting a DUI or getting into an accident, my goodness, but there are other reasons. And back as we look on the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, when they talk about women having the higher risk, they basically say, listen, women weigh less than men and alcohol resides predominantly in body water, and pound for pound, women have less of their bodies than men. We can't do what they do.
We can't handle it.
We can't consume like that. And that just means that the alcohol blood content is going to show a lot more in us and show up quicker. And another thing, you and I talked about this before, when a woman or anyone really drinks wine, it hits them within 10 minutes. You and I will say,
I feel it.
Woo, I just had a little bit of wine and now I feel like instantly I can feel it. If you have a harder alcohol, it takes a lot longer, up to 40 minutes before you really feel it. But women are usually showing up the door with wine.
Yes.
So they're feeling it
and
then they're drinking it a little bit more and there's some major tall pours going on. Ladies, our bodies can't handle that. We just can't do it.
Well, what I've noticed too, and I like this, there are a lot of wines now that are coming out with a lower alcohol content. A lot of those, what do you call those drinks in the cans? Help me out. The flavored seltzers. They're coming out with a lower alcohol content. And then a lot of people are coming up with mocktails instead of cocktails, similar to a Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
So you can still feel social. You can still feel like you're fitting in, but you're not, you know, drinking all of that alcohol. So again, we have nothing against alcohol.
No,
that's fine.
Let's be smart.
Let's be smart.
Be smart. We are mature people who do know right from wrong. We tell our kids these things and we need to have the same practice. We really, really do. It's not good for our bodies. It's not good if you're in an accident. It's not good if you have a DUI. So women, let's watch each other and how we're doing. And we go to these parties, let's have fun. But let's also know enough is enough. You have to put a kibosh on so much overindulgence in drinking.
So when I'm stressed out, I don't say, oh, I need a drink.
I do
one of two things. I go for a walk. It clears my head. Or I call you.
Yeah. Hotline. Call your girlfriends. What's the matter?
Carrie,
with
I just
yeah.
And then I'm going, oh, okay.
I feel so much better. And then I go, God. I guess I need a drink
then
now.
She's like...
I want to just put out a challenge. And I think every woman should think about this when they have their girlfriends over. How about if you pick one of those nights and it's all a mocktail and it's all something that is not centered around alcohol and see if you can still have that level of fun? I guarantee you can, because women love fun.
Oh my gosh. All day.
So maybe your next party that you're having, your next gathering, how about if you take the alcohol out of it? Just this one time, just see what it's like and find some moderation.
Just try it.
How about that for another round of armchair therapy?
There you go. You ready?
I am ready. We have to close another podcast. Gosh, we could go on and on about these things, right?
Yeah. But we're so grateful that you've tuned in and you watch us. And again, we are all over social media.
Yeah, you can find us also subscribing to our YouTube channel, Chick to Chick USA, because then you lucky person, you, every Monday, bing, you're going to find that there's a new podcast from us on that day.
All right. And so we will be back next week to chirp about another topic. Thank you.